All right, Mitch Payton, Salt Lake City. Here we go. Nice replica of Mike Brown's bike right there. Does that bring back memories?
It's actually, he's been working on that for 3 years.
But does it kind of remind you of like flaky Mike Brown, who we love, but he's Mike Brown?
I can't help but get you. No, actually, Mike was a really good dude.
I know, but you know Mike.
I know. Mike had his moments, and like he's grown out of them, of course, but he was a great rider.
He was great. On to the night. Faulkner, I thought Faulkner could be a really sneaky guy to grab the win. He rode great in that heat. And then, you know, with all the championship stuff going on, I could see a guy like Austin with no pressure grab it. Didn't quite work. He didn't get a start, and that was kind of all you needed.
Yeah, he kind of, right out of the gate, he didn't get out very good. Yeah. And then he tried to kind of, like, push it down in there, and he was going to turn inside. But there was a couple guys inside of him already. Yeah. All the Yamaha guys were on the inside, so I think his goal was to run it in there and try to turn in, but they're there. So, like, he came out probably, like, fifth or sixth, but then he lost a spot real quick, and they were seventh and eighth pretty quick.
Him and Joe just rode around.
Well, they rode around because they did not blitz the whoops.
Yeah, that was a little odd because of a guy like Faulkner, right? Like, he's going inside there and trying to jump, and it was slower. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, we talked about it because they were watching the 450 guys jump into the whoops, and then I think Pierce Brown was jumping through him, and it looked like he was getting through pretty good. And in practice, when the whoops were really bad, they were getting hard to blitz. But we knew they were going to clean up the track, and I said, it's going to be better. Like, just, and then it came a question of, should we jump or should we blitz? And I'm like, no, you blitz. You stick to what you've been doing. And then the first lap goes inside, and they both jump. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
right.
For real?
Like, what did we just talk about?
Like, we just talked about this. Like, just do it. Right. And then we just watched the Futures race and what cost.
Hymus blitzing.
Hymus blitzed, Ryder didn't. And that was the difference.
You know, now that I think about it, you're right. If you're standing on the line, you're watching Hymus, and you're like, and you're watching a kid who's an amateur blitz him. Okay?
I even got on the radio and I said, hey, I just watched Hymus. Every lap blitz the whoops. They look pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's stick to our plan, blitz the whoops. And we didn't do it.
All right. Moving on. He did get a win, and I asked him in the press conference, hey, did you think of Mitch Payton when you got this win? Because it hasn't been the easiest year for him, and, you know, it was nice to see Austin get a win in, first win in a long time. Does that – you're a guy that likes championships, I know, but does that make you – does that salvage a Supercross for you?
Well, it's nice. For me, more important, I'm happy for Austin because, you know, it's been – like, he was so successful and just had everything rolling, like, should have had probably two championships, right? Like, so the first one was, like, he was undefeated until lost a foot and then done. And the second one was right here and then crashed, and he was in position to win that championship. So to lose two of them, and then the next year got hurt right off the bat, and outdoors was terrible. Like, I'm just glad to see him back to where he can ride. And, like, he'll earn his way back.
All right, let's wrap this up. Thanks, Mitch.
All right, good talking to you.